As StoryCorps travels the country, it's helping Americans interview some of the most important people in their lives. Today, two women who can't imagine life without each other.
Hi, I'm Janice Morris.
And I'm Caroline Morris Satchel.
And we're identical twins. People
used to ask me, what is it like to be a twin? The strangest thing is that I don't have a separate memory from her. Our childhoods were identical. We used to just desperately want a best friend, because when you were young, you just had to have a best friend. And I remember Janice and I used to get so frustrated because all of our friends said, well, I like you both the same. I can't pick one over the other. And that just drove us nuts because we just didn't feel special. You know, we were twins all the time. We used to even have a Sunday school teacher who didn't even bother to learn our names. She just called us both twin. Twin, come here. Twin, come there. And the twin questions. Hated the twin questions. Always, who's older? Like being born 15 minutes ahead of the other person made some difference in life. I used to say, Caroline, who was the one who was born first, looked so much older as a result. Then, of course, it was inevitably followed by the question, do you feel each other's pain? Do you have ESP? No, we didn't feel each other's pain. No, we didn't have ESP. Did you have your own secret language? No. And the most common of all, of course, was, did you ever switch dates on each other? Which was ridiculous. I mean, I guess there are twins who do that, but not any self-respecting twins. Although her husband, to this day, cannot tell us apart on the phone because we do have very identical voices. So we did used to play a trick where we'd call up and both be on the phone and have a conversation with him, and he never realized both of us was on the phone at the same time.
But I think, you know, the plus side of being a twin, people used to ask me, what is it like to be a twin? And my answer always was, what's it like not to be a twin? I mean, it's been my own identity for my whole life, and I don't really know what it's like not to be. I do know the benefits, though, I think, and no two people could be closer. We are the kind of twins that just were simpatico all of our lives, used each other as sounding boards, and I knew if anything ever went wrong in my life, I could count on her. You know, whenever we have a problem, we don't have to explain it to one another. It was really wonderful to feel like I know somebody so completely. It's just an insight that no two other people can really have. So I guess the one thing I want to say to you is I think you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
We really feel lucky. We really do.
Being a twin was the best thing that ever happened to us.
We recommend it to everybody.
Yeah.
Caroline Satchel and Janice Morris at a mobile StoryCorps booth in Washington, D.C. Their conversation and all other StoryCorps interviews are archived at the Library of Congress. Mobile booths are currently in Ames, Iowa, and Watertown, New York. Make a reservation for an interview of your own at npr.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.